Okay, so we are at 7th and D Street, which is right outside of the 7th and Indiana checkpoint. There are 12 checkpoints to get into the restricted area. And mm-hmm. the guys at the metro station told us that this was the best one, which makes me kind of wonder what the other ones look like, because we've been standing here for 45 minutes and we've hardly moved at all.
Wow.
There's people passing out this lovely sign that I took a picture of that says worst president ever on it with a picture of George Bush. There's people with huge, like, war crime signs and impeach Bush signs. There was one guy with a Bush-Cheney 04 sign, but he seems to pretty much be the only one of his kind. And we made friends with some people from New Mexico and some people from Ohio, and everybody's really excited, but we really want to get inside.
So how many people do you think are there?
I can't really tell right now. There's a couple hundred people outside, maybe between like 200 and 500 or so, if I had to ballpark it, but I can't even like see all of them. And I'm not sure how many people are at the other checkpoints, but there's going to be a lot of people here.
So, and morale is friendly, but sort of just eager to get in and...
Impatient, but excited, I would say.
Well, that must be pretty frustrating to have come all this way to voice your dissent and then be stuck at a checkpoint for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it really is. And, like, you would think that since they're spending $40 million, they could afford to set up more than 12 checkpoints, but you would be wrong about that.
I don't know. It seems like that traffic jam is a little intentional.
Yeah. So there was a guy that said, hey, Bush, how much body armor can $40 million buy? anyway, I'll call you back in a little bit when we get inside.
Okay, great. Be safe. And, yeah, we'll be here.
All right. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.